This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we've been talking about your privacy or what little remains of it after the government is apparently going to be allowing internet access or internet service providers to sell your private information, the web browsing history that you have, the stuff you've entered into those websites, all kinds of data that they can gather about you. They can sell, apparently, now once this goes through the president. It's passed the House, it's passed the Senate. Once it goes through, they'll be able to sell that information without even informing you about it. So how is the market going to respond to this? What are we going to see happen? We can talk more about it coming up here in moments with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
To the phones. To the phone. We've got Liberty Lover on the line via Skype. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's actually the issue with internet privacy.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of hypocrisy from my peers in this instance.
All right.
For example, you already know about the CIA spying. A lot of people came to me and simply told me, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should I care?
Oh, yeah, they say it all the time, sure.
But all of a sudden, when they realize an internet service provider is doing it, everybody's hair is on fire.
Now they're mad, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm scared that nobody's really going to do anything about either one.
Oh, they probably
because most
won't.
Well, most people simply don't care as long as they get to keep their internet.
I think you're mostly right. So whenever you talk to somebody who's like, hey, you know, as long as if the government wants to look at what I'm doing, that's fine. I've got nothing to hide. You got to take them down the primrose path a little bit. First, ask them, do you think that there's, if not a majority, at least a large percentage of politicians, chiefs of business, and judges that are corrupt? And they'll say, okay. You probably should start with shouldn't start with judges. Judges are most liked in that group. So you say judges, chiefs of business, captains of industry, and politicians. And when you end with politicians, that's the way you're hitting a little harder. Usually they'll say yes when you say, is a politician corrupt? Because most people believe that.
Yep.
Once you've asked that, okay, all right. Now, do you want not just one, but there's several dozen intelligence agencies, therefore there's many chiefs of intelligence agencies and little functionaries to have private information, like, I don't know, the mistress's names and, you know, whatever bank, whatever stock dealings and all these other things of these judges, captains of industry, and politicians? Because the person who has that information controls the world. Do you want one agency or group of agencies to have that, secret agencies that are completely unaccountable to you? And at that point, they're like, oh, yeah, maybe it doesn't matter that I'm sending recipes through email or whatever. Maybe it matters that it's what other people are saying.
I'm just going to throw in my general... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, please. I was just going to say, that's an interesting theory, Mark. Have you actually tried it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in my opinion on the deal with the internet service providers being able to sell what you'd like. This is where I have a little bit of clashing with some of my libertarian peers. I have no problem with them selling like what you're buying, for example, but when it comes to personal financial information or family information, I start to have a little bit of an issue, and I think maybe we should have some protections in place for that.
Like what? Like for when you say personal financial information, I mean, they're not going to be able to collect your bank account data.
Well, what if you're putting that on the internet? What if you're filing
taxes? They'll be able to collect what bank you use.
That's true. They can definitely find that out. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If they're able to steal some of your personal information, do you think that's right?
Steal? Well, the argument would be that you're choosing to give it to them by using their service.
I Actually, yeah, you are right there. I'm sorry.
But it's subterfuge to some extent. I don't think people necessarily know they're giving it up. It's basically Facebook, right? So Facebook, yeah. This is the argument for and against Facebook, is you go and give a tremendous amount of information to this organization
right.
in exchange for basically having half the Internet. Facebook's half the Internet, Google's the other half, right? If you don't have to, but people do. Millions, hundreds of millions of people do. Maybe a couple billion. I don't know how many people use Facebook, but a lot do.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the experience they want to have. I would like to get off Facebook, but I don't feel like I can from a marketing standpoint.
I feel the same way.
And that's why I feel like I'm stuck.
Well, I don't use my actual real name on Facebook. The only reason I use it is to keep up with some of the pages. But this is my only problem with the bill. They don't have to tell people that they're doing this.
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem. I have no problem with them selling it, but I feel there should be at least some disclosure.
Yeah, but I mean, while I agree with you, the true free market position would say that the market will handle this, however that is, and maybe it's through competition. If we actually had a free market, we would have more choices in internet providers, and there would likely be a private solution. There would likely be one of them that sort of rose as the we'll protect your privacy internet service provider. You might have to pay a little bit more, but we'll protect your privacy. The reason why these other companies are doing it for less is because they're selling you out.
The argument would be that there's only a certain amount of internet service providers in one given area.
I understand that. And that's why I said if we actually had a free market in internet service providers, which we generally don't. But it's still we do still have somewhat of a market. I mean, there is still some competition. And so it will be interesting to see how people or, you know, how the internet service providers handle this, because there is a palpable public outcry about this. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who in the tech field, in the internet community, are upset about this. And we have seen that the internet people have been very good at mobilizing to try to change things.
Well, the solution in that case would be stop municipalities from preventing different companies to run lines to people's houses.
That is a solution. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's not going to change overnight, though. So in the meantime, we just sort of have to wait and
see
what happens. Or spread the word, or, you know, actively contact your ISP and ask them, what is your policy?
Well,
what are you going to do about this?
The only problem I notice with that is I tell a lot of people, you know, if you don't like it, don't buy internet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them will say, well, I need it. And I think the reason that this is going to be a problem is because a lot of people have dependencies with the internet.
Sure.
And don't want to shut it down in protest.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I totally understand. I mean, the dependencies are real. Renee, she lost her phone the other night, and she told me she felt incomplete without having a phone in her hand for 24 hours. So, I mean,
I know I would.
I don't understand.
I feel incomplete if I lose my phone for an hour.
Yeah, the dependency is very, very real. But, you know, maybe people are going to actually take their responsibility for their privacy into their own hands. Because what I hear you saying, Liberty Lover, is that you're calling for the government to do something here. That's where you said you were breaking with your libertarian friends on this. And the thing is, the government put you in this position in the first place, so you can't trust them either.
I may need to rethink that now that you've brought up the municipalities. I thought about it.
Well, the government. So that's another good point. The government puts you in this position in two ways, at least two ways that we've discussed. The municipalities restricting the market, but then also the federal government going ahead and selling you down the river. You know, so they changed their rules at the drop of a hat. And so, you know, you can't trust these people. They're the government. I mean, come on. We should know better than that as libertarians. The market isn't a perfect place. Sometimes it can get a little ugly in this whole process of figuring out supply and demand and prices and all that.
The problem that we're seeing here isn't the market's fault. The market would have come up with a solution if the government hadn't been involved in the first place. But the problem is that people run to the government as a solution, and then it's the market's job to untie it all, and then it looks, when it gets messy during the untying, everybody's like, all right, hey, it's the market's fault.
Thanks.
Look, 5 years from now, this will be
solved. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. No problem. Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more to say here. There's more detail. I think it's pretty worth sharing from the register. And then, you know, solutions. We already mentioned the VPN. Are there other options? Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Talking more about your privacy on the internet and how to stay private in this new era where your internet service provider, in very short order, is likely going to be able to sell your internet information, your private data, stuff about you that you thought only you knew about. They can apparently sell that to whoever they want once this bill that's now been passed by the House and Senate gets signed as it is expected to do.
Yeah, using a different search engine is not going to be masking your porn watching habits, for example. When it's at the ISP level, they've got everything.
Pretty much. We're going to get a little deeper into what they have and
what
they might not have.
Wait a minute, they're going to be able to see what videos I'm watching?
Yeah.
If you have Bitcoin, by the way, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, JAXX.io. You can get it for free, of course, at Jax.io and also the Google or Apple app stores. It's got multiple cryptocurrencies that it can hold, not just Bitcoin, but also Ethereum. And as well as Dash, and there's more. You can go to Jax.io, get your copy of Jax. There is also cross-platform, so you can get it not just for your smartphone, but also for your laptop, desktop computer, your tablet. It's pretty much the major operating systems: Windows, Linux, and Macintosh, in addition to the phones, and even browser plug-in versions for Firefox and Chrome. So go to Jax.io. There's also Shapeshift integration, which means you get frictionless, easy exchange between your currencies. If you want to do that, you can do it right there in Jax without having to leave the wallet. Plus, it's easy to back up your wallet, which is super important. You don't want to lose your phone or, break the phone and not have a backup. They make it easy to do that with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. So, the story here, and it's a really good, detailed story from theregister.co.uk about this new bill that is likely going to get passed completely through, it's already been through the House and Senate.
Fake news! Wait.
That is going to allow the government, or the government's going to allow these internet service providers to sell your information. Now, some of these ISPs have already been selling your information, but they have been required by the government to opt in. And so it's this opt-in issue that had exposed the value of your data to the ISPs. When Google launched its fiber gigabit offering in various cities for just $70 a month, AT&T responded by offering pretty much the same service at the same price point. But to get the special price, you had to agree to be part of its Internet Preferences program, which gave AT&T permission to examine your web traffic and sell it. Take that service off, and the price jumped up $29 per month. So there you have it. That is the value of a month's worth of your private data, $29.
$1 a day, roughly.
Yeah. If you had television or phone service, the price jumped $60 per month. Meanwhile, back at the FCC, thanks to presidential politics and the election of Donald Trump, two commissioners, both Democrats, have left, and that means the two Republican commissioners now hold a majority. The new chair, Ajit Pai, killed off the new FCC privacy rules literally days before they were due to take effect, leaving a situation where ISPs are no longer under FTC jurisdiction, and there are no FCC rules for them to adhere to. On top of that, congressional use of what was an obscure piece of legislation until 2 months ago, the Congressional Review Act, effectively introduces a permanent ban on those FCC rules. Privacy rules that are substantially similar cannot be reintroduced without the approval of Congress now that the congressional disapproval vote has passed. So unless the FCC or Congress scrap their net neutrality rules that pulled ISPs under the FCC's jurisdiction, something which, if it does happen, is going to take some time. And by the way, the current FCC chairman has expressed an interest in getting rid of net neutrality, which we've talked a lot about net neutrality over the last few years here on Free Talk Live. And, again, I don't think that the government should be mandating these things. And can you explain what net neutrality is for listeners just tuning in?
That all traffic is treated equally, essentially.
That it's a government requirement on internet service providers and backbone providers that they not be allowed to essentially take payments from certain companies mm-hmm. to prioritize their traffic.
Right.
Which I don't see what the problem with that is. But again, I think that if people believe it's a problem, then they should allow the marketplace to solve that problem rather than going to the government and forcing people who've taken the time and effort to invest in their hardware. It's not the government's hardware that's running the internet. It's private companies that are doing this. They should be able to run it how they want.
The issue is, you know, because I'm of two mindsets on this. The net neutrality, I think that the market should be able to solve it if you were to actually have a marketplace for internet service providers. Without that, it's like, yeah, I feel like the internet needs to be, the net neutrality there needs to be in place because you can't switch service providers. So,
well, you can.
You can't really. You can't really.
I can always switch to a Fairpoint or go to one of the cell phones.
Yeah, that's not really an option if you actually need bandwidth.
Because it has to be cable?
It's highly limited.
Pretty much.
The market is highly limited.
Highly limited because of local municipal governments preventing real infrastructure being put in place or you know, other options. So it's either protect, it's either to have a law that says, you have net neutrality, you say that the internet is neutral, that you have to treat all traffic and all internet packets the same, right? You can't charge, you know, $1,000 or whatever, a byte for text messages versus, other data like they do with the cell phone companies. That you have to treat all data the same. Or what you need to say is you need to say, look, these other internet service providers can all use the lines that are already in place. And that way you can have competition in ISP.
And they actually have that, interestingly, on the fiber system, the government-subsidized fiber. Ironically, it's the government-subsidized fiber system here in New Hampshire where there are actually multiple service providers that are competing for...
On the same lines.
On the same lines.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean...
So that means they would have to nationalize the cable lines, essentially.
I think it's kind of funny that you're sitting
that
here saying,
like idea.
Well, the internet isn't internet unless you have cable. And out of my house, we've never had it. When I first started, I had a router that would take...
You have satellite?
You don't really...
Hold on. I had a router that would take an air card or whatever from a from a cell phone. So I had cell phone internet in the house. And then after that, we upgraded to the satellite that internet that's... slower than molasses and have all the kind of latency and all that stuff. But if that's what you got, that's what you got. And then, the big day when the telephone company said, we're going to be offering you... you can get up to 15 megabytes per second.
Which actually was faster than what they were offering here in Keene.
Yes. So
the big city in the area.
I'm close to the little green box, that's why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Life's pretty good out there. I haven't ever had cable.
You've also suggested, though, many times that you're not exactly the most high-tech of people.
It's true. How much more do you need than 15 megabytes per second?
When will you need more than 640K?
I just don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a classic Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Something like that, yeah.
You'll never need
a lot more than that.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got more to say about this, and you can join us as well if you want to weigh in. 855-450-FREE. Your privacy, it barely exists. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. If you would like, you can get interactive. There are various different features on the site, like the front page, where you can actually create the content that you see there. It's been put there by listeners just like you, and then you can vote on it. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free. You vote on the stuff that you like, vote down the stuff you don't like. It's completely up to you what you submit and what you vote on. Over at freetalklive.com, back to more of the privacy story here in moments. Your privacy on the Internet is under more threat than it's ever been, apparently. Let's go first, though, to a place where the Internet is even less free, and that's China, where Ian is on the line. Go ahead, Ian.
Welcome to the mountains of China and a new technology. They call it WOPL. It's web over power lines, and we get it next month.
Really? I've heard about this. They had talked about it here in the United States for a while, that power companies were investigating being Internet service providers. I don't know if it ever panned out. Maybe there's somebody out there listening to us in the U.S. that has this.
Well, they've done this in a few cities in China. And like right now, I have a 100M service.
Okay.
I I need more than 40.
Yeah.
And they're saying that 100M is just piece of cake with the power line system. They go right over the copper wires into your home.
Yep.
Huh.
Modem is a little box about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and you plug it into the wall outlet, extend its little antenna, and away you go.
It's unbelievable. Now, you said they're rolling that. You said they're rolling this out now?
Right now. We get it on the... I love this. We get ours the 1st of April, and I leave for the States on the 1st of May. So I'm going to have 1 month to play with it.
Right on. Now, are you currently... What is the current technology that you're using? Is it cable? Is it DSL?
Fiber optic right now.
Fiber optics. Okay.
I'm running fiber optic, and they call it SDSL. In other words, my upload speed apparently matches my download. Now, in reality, because I'm a foreigner, because I'm a foreigner, all bets are off, baby. I'm lucky sometimes to get four.
4 megabits.
They watch us very carefully. They really watch the foreigners.
Hmm.
Now, can I ask a question?
I guess you could be a spy.
What's the subject? Pardon?
I guess you could be a spy.
No, don't say that word.
Yeah.
I'll cut you off the air. Bad word.
All right. So what else did you say? Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you read my book?
I have not, no.
Oh, shame upon you.
Yeah.
Bad word.
I'm terrible at reading. I really am. I have to basically go to jail in order to really spend time reading.
It's been a little while, hasn't it, buddy?
The first one, Eyes on China, is a really easy read.
Great.
I wrote it to the level of about 8th grade so that older and younger could absorb it.
Well, there you go. You just got yourself a free promo. Now you got to buy ads from now on. So contact Mark at freetalklive.com.
I'd have told you where to buy it.
Thanks for the call, Ian. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the story at the Register, we're back to this story about your privacy being under grave threat. Due to the fact that apparently very shortly internet service providers will be able to sell your private information without your knowledge. So this is from the register.co.uk. So setting aside hyperbole or extrapolation, what does this actually mean for end users? What can the ISPs, the internet service providers, really see as far as what you're doing? And what can they really sell? Well, at the moment, they have the right to effectively sell ads like Facebook and Google. Both of these companies built up a huge amount of information on their users, and then they sell them. They sell the data in aggregate and keep a tight control on the fine details. That means that a company selling like a new electric car will be able to pay Facebook to put its ads in front of you based on its own criteria. For instance, we want to target families with parents aged between 30 and 45 who live in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can do that easily with Facebook and Google.
Okay.
Facebook knows who you are because you're permanently logged in, and not only do you post a lot of information there, but you use your Facebook login to get into other sites. Facebook pulls all of this information together, figures out who you are, and then sends you ads that are included in its massive pool of ads. Google does the same thing in a different way. It uses your search results, might use the Chrome browser and its various services, Gmail being the big one, to build up a profile of who you are. You've probably always logged into Gmail and have your Chrome as your default browser, so everything you do potentially finds its way back to Google, and they aggregate and sell it. Well, ISPs now have this power too, except they have one huge advantage. They don't have to get you to log or opt into anything. If you log out of Gmail and you switch your search engine to something that is not Google, then Google effectively goes blind. Likewise, if you log out of Facebook and any sites that you've used Facebook to log into and delete all the cookies that it's installed on your system, Facebook will also go blind. Not so for your ISP.
Nope, they're going to see it all.
They see everything you're doing because its service is your very internet connection. And this is what you were touching on earlier, Johnson.
Right.
Even if you use the incognito mode that many browsers offer where you can't be tracked by cookies, your ISP can still see where you're going because they have to go get the information from the websites you're looking at. Now, the really big question is, can your ISP see the content of your online interactions? Can they read your emails? Can they read your search results? Can they store and search through the words that you've typed into a web page? And the answer is, yes, sometimes. If the website you visit is not secured with HTTPS, and you'll see it. If you know where you type in the URL.
Are your emails ever not secured?
I mean, you would be on a really crappy email server if they weren't.
Right.
But when you type in the URL in your little bar there at the top of the browser,
yeah.
www.whatever, freetalklive.com, if there's an HTTPS in front of that, once you go to the site, you look there, and if you see the S, that means you're on the secure page. Anyway, if that S is not there, then the ISP can see exactly what you're doing. Now, the scary reality is tempered by two things. First, a majority of websites these days, especially big ones, use HTTPS. And second, it's a lot of hassle for ISPs to take this enormous quantity of information and make something valuable out of it. In short, it's not worth the cost of searching through your and millions of others' web traffic to find information that they can sell. What they make from that will not cover the cost of the search. But that may change with this congressional vote. The economics might shift in favor of searching that traffic. It's certainly that ISPs will run experiments to see if they can make money from digging into this information. Pharmaceutical companies in particular pay a lot of money for information on users looking for specific drugs because they can potentially make thousands of dollars from getting people using their drug. Again, ISPs have always been able to do this. However, with this congressional vote, they don't have to fear the Federal Trade Commission landing them with a multi-million dollar fine. They don't have to disclose to anyone that they're doing this, and they don't have to be, they don't have to fret that the hands-on FCC will come after them either. It's a free-for-all with potentially billions of dollars there for the taking. So, the logical question is, what can you do about it? And this is really the most important part of this, is you can't trust the government to protect you. They're throwing you to the wolves at this point. And so it's always been up to you to protect yourself. You never should have trusted the government, you know, to protect you in the first place. And so now they're going to go through some very concrete examples of some things that you can do to increase your privacy using the internet. We already talked about one of them, which is using a VPN, virtual private network,
which always costs speed.
Almost guaranteed it's going to cost you some sort of hit to your speed as far as your, you know, you, what you pay from your internet service provider. Let's say you're getting 100 megabits down. Well, who knows what you're going to get out of the virtual private network. Different VPNs are going to have different sort of pipe sizes, but those pipes are going to be shared by their users. And so at any given moment, who knows how much of it will be allocated to you. You'll probably get a few megabits a second. I mean, I've seen that when I've tested, for instance, like ProXPN. But if you're connecting across the world to some place in, you know, Bangladesh, who knows? I mean, how fast that's going to go. So, you know, privacy, there's always trade-offs. It's very, you know, that's one of the reasons why people don't want privacy is because they'd rather just have the unadulterated internet speed.
Give it to me straight.
Yep, 855-450 free, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. We're talking privacy on the internet. It's more important now than ever, now that apparently internet service providers are going to be able to legally sell your private information to the highest bidder, and they won't have to tell you about it. So what can you do about that? Well, first of all, before we get into that, I do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program, where if you are a privacy-minded person, you can AMP the show with Bitcoin. Now, we mentioned Bitcoin as an option when we talk about the AMP program. AMP stands for advertising.
Or Dash, or a variety of
options. Nope, you can't do that directly through the site. If you want to do Dash or something like that, you have to contact me. But
okay.
You know, we can figure out a way to make that work. But anyway, what I was going to tell you was that the Bitcoin option is there for you, and if you want to do it privately, you know, you can use PayPal, you can use credit card to send $5 a month to the show. That's what the AMP program does. It's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So, you know, that's great. The AMP program's wonderful. We appreciate everybody that AMPs the show. You get some cool perks. But if you want to do it anonymously, you can't do that with a credit card. You can't do that with PayPal. But you can do it with Bitcoin. And here's how you do it. So, you have to have basically some sort of throwaway email address, obviously, because you don't want to use an identifiable email address. So, you get your email address that you're going to use. You use that to create an account on freetalklive.com. Then you AMP the show with Bitcoin, and you pay with Bitcoin. Problems, you know, solved. You don't have to put any information in about who you are. All we need is an email address and the Bitcoin payments. And that's it. So it's a truly anonymous way to back Free Talk Live. If you've been worried about Free Talk Live showing up on your credit card statement or something like that, you don't want to be connected in any way with supporting the show, our Bitcoin option allows you to do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Now, the Bitcoin option is prepaid only, meaning that you have to select a certain amount of months that you want to amp the show. So let's say you want to do 3, 6, 9, you know, 12 months.
You want to do a year, and then that way you only have to do it annually, yeah?
Exactly. So you go to amp, ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, so back to the register.co.uk, and they've been talking about this situation with the internet service providers being able to invade your privacy more so than ever. Being able to sell that information, what can you do about it? Because you can't rely on the government to protect you here. You've got to rely on you. And, of course, that means you've got to rely on other people because odds are you can't program your own VPN, right? So you got to be able to make some choices here. They got some general suggestions on what you can do. Use Tor or a VPN. If you connect to the Tor anonymizing system or use Tor's browser, your ISP will only know that you've connected to Tor. And from there, they lose the data trail. Of course, the downside to this is that your browsing will be slower. Be aware, your unencrypted traffic to websites outside of the Tor network passes through a
Tor is a lot slower than a VPN.
Is it, though?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. Tor's gotten a lot faster over the years,
okay,
though,
maybe,
in my experience.
So is the Internet.
Be aware, well, as long as there's more people on Tor, then it'll be faster, right?
The exit nodes, I mean, they're only so big, right?
That's correct. That's really the restriction is the exit nodes. But if there's more people providing exit nodes, then there's more bandwidth available. Anyway, you're going through an exit node, which is somebody you don't know, that's their computer, somewhere on the Internet. The person running the exit node can watch what you're doing. And all you've done is move from your ISP snooping on you to an exit node admin possibly watching you.
Would they know who you are?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Again, if you're going on unencrypted websites or unsecured websites, then they could find that out.
Okay.
Sure. On the other hand, you'll cycle through different exit nodes, so it's harder to be identified and tracked by websites outside of the Tor network. A virtual private network, on the other hand, is an alternative that will work for lots of people, especially if your work has a VPN service you can use for free. This, again, will cut off your ISP's ability to see what you're doing. But, and this is a big but, do some research on your VPN provider. Do not use a free VPN provider because they face even stronger financial temptations to sell your information. If you use a VPN, you're effectively giving that company the same level of insight into your online life as your ISP. So pay for one and check out their policies on what they do with the data that they build on you. In short, unless you have a work VPN service you can use, you're going to have to pay to hide your data from your ISP effectively. If you can set up a VPN server yourself, do so, or use a tool to do it for you. Be aware, some websites such as Netflix clamp down on VPN use, so you won't be able to use every site with one. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know Netflix did, but...
What's the reason for that?
Because they lock their certain content in certain countries.
Oh, right. Because of licensing.
There's no way that they can figure out where the traffic is coming from if they allow VPNs at all, so they just...
They lock
just
them all out.
All VPNs.
That's crappy. Use a different search engine. This is number two. Google offers a wonderful service, but everything you type in its search box is logged and connected to you in as many ways as possible. It's then sold on. So why not use a different search engine? Rather than simply typing into Chrome's internet address bar or using the search box in Firefox, why not stick a shortcut on your browser's top bar to a search engine like DuckDuckGo, which will not track you or store your information?
Or startpage.com.
It's one step more than, say, using Google, but it's easy to make it a habit, and you would be protecting your personal data. Now, remember, go back to what Johnson said earlier here, and that is that if you're just using some site like DuckDuckGo or StartPage, as soon as you click on a result, if you're not using a VPN,
right,
then your service provider is going to know what
you're from your ISP.
Yeah, they're not going to. Yeah, they're going to know exactly where you're going.
They do. StartPage does have an HTTPS option.
Doesn't matter. If you click on, unless they're using HTTPS to feed you the website that you're clicking on.
I think so.
Well, that might be worth looking into. And I bet you that's a paid service as well. Number three, log out and or use two browsers at the same time, they say. You don't have to be logged into Facebook and Gmail all the time. You really don't. So why not log out when you're done with them? In fact, studies have shown repeatedly, if you can keep the distractions away, oh, look, somebody liked my post, they say. There's another email from my coworker. I wonder what it's about. Then you can not only be more effective and efficient, but you can feel less overwhelmed and more at peace. Try it, they say. If you do insist on being logged into Facebook and Gmail all the time, why not use one browser, say Chrome, for that, and another one, say Firefox, for all your browsing? It's easy to switch between browsers on your computer, and using two will limit what third parties can see about what you're doing.
Firefox is actually introducing a new feature very soon here, if it's not already out, that allow. It's like it's based on identities, so they're like the multiple different. I can't remember what the name of the feature is called, but it's like multiple different tabs and multiple different things. You can have basically, you have different identities. Like you have your personal identity, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe identity you use for work. Maybe you have an identity, maybe you're a personality or something like that. And you have these sort of different, most people have these different sort of ways of being. Like you might speak one way around your children, if you have children, than you would, you know, around coworkers. Okay. You have these two different sort of aspects of your personality. Well, Firefox is being the first to kind of like delve into this sort of territory so that you can have, like, for example, a certain group of tabs that basically the cookie jar for those tabs, you know, where you have all your cookies and your identity is you can link it to like a work account. Okay. And then you can have a personal, and you can have all these, like, sort of like identity aspects. And I think it's called Flow or something like that,
And it's different somehow than what they already had, where you can log in to the browser.
Okay. It's very complicated too. This is something that's like just going to start, and it's going to probably be a big thing in all browsers. But it's just starting, and there's a lot of questions around how those types of issues are going to be handled. Because what if you accidentally start doing things in the wrong identity, and you think you're in your personal identity, and you start accessing things in your work identity.
Well, that's the thing. Oops. You've got to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, this is about being.
And how do they indicate that to you? Yeah. Are they the color-coded? Are they going to have different color tabs? Are they going to have icons?
So this isn't even out yet. They're still developing it?
Well, it's out now, but they're still developing it. You know, they're working on it.
All right, so two more quick tips here. Number four, use HTTPS. If the website you're
visiting. By the way, startpage.com has an option of using proxy that's HTTPS on everything.
Okay, and there's also a browser plugin called HTTPS Everywhere, which will enable that encryption to be applied to websites without the extra
from
security.
From the EFF.
From the Electronic Frontier Foundation?
Yes.
So it's not perfect, but it's a good way to cut down on data leakage. And finally, number five, which is what I suggested earlier, is go ahead, call your internet service provider and ask them about opting out.
I like this option. I want them to be flooded with calls asking them what they're going to do.
What is their plan? Seemingly obvious thing to do, but hardly anyone bothers to do this. Call your ISP. Tell them you're concerned about them tracking your activity and ask them for their policies. Ask them what information they have on you and ask them what they're allowed to sell.
I mean, because this ruling just came out, if a whole bunch of people start calling their ISPs, it could be a big deal, you know?
Exactly.
It could really influence their behavior.
That's the best way to do this. That's, you know, if they're not going to change their policies, then you can protect yourself through the other methods that we mentioned here. Good story from the Register. Thanks for bringing it in, Johnson.
No problem.
And then we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, which, by the way, is HTTPS.
Catch us on Free Talk Live. How about that?
Catch you outside.
Catch our website. How about that?
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.